What's up, stoners, stonettes, stone its. We're back for another episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, your bongs, your papers, your pipes, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit, let's start this shit.
And get high.
Yeah, I didn't know you started.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. How y'all doing today, man? We got JP, we got Stephanie, we got myself, Brandon. How you doing, JP?
I'm diggity dang doing, bro.
Diggity dang.
You know,
hold on, what was the Digadome?
Doug Dimmadome,
owner of the Dimsdale Dividone.
Was that Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah.
How you doing, Stephanie?
Living the dream.
Every white person's favorite fucking response. When they're miserable, especially. Miserable people love to say living the dream.
Not my husband telling me I'm miserable.
I mean, he might be, but tell me that's not a thing, though. All these miserable people be saying living the dream. Like, look at that.
Touche, baby.
Or, oh, you what know. How you doing, dream? Bro? You know. Like, yeah. No, I don't know. That's why I asked.
Living the dream.
I've never said living the dream. I've had people ask, like, how you doing? I'm good. Living the dream? Yeah, sure. Like that, but.
Yo, you ever ask somebody how they're doing and then they just, like, start saying, like, how you doing, dude? Oh, man, not
they
too
start,
good. My wife died.
They start really telling you how
kid.
They're doing?
Yeah.
It's like.
No. I had, back when I worked at CVS, like, a long time ago. I had this one lady that came in and told me about, what the fuck, how she had two husbands die of cancer. And
at the
I'm
same time?
Like, no. Oh. It was like her first husband and her second husband both died of cancer. And it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I was barely even awake yet. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, bro, cancer.
That's deep at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right. I was sad as fuck, but, I mean, lady, how do I process this?
Yo, what was that? We was watching that comedian, and she was talking about her mom had died of cancer, and then her husband, or her dad's second wife got cancer. She was like, she lived, but if she hadn't, we'd really be questioning him, like, are you giving them cancer?
There was this chick that was talking about cancer, and then she went to say, like, if you're a pretty person, then Jesus likes you better. I don't know how that relates, but I thought it was funny.
Do you think it's true?
I don't know. I think if you're ugly, then maybe you should not be. Like, it's like the whole COVID thing. Like, oh, I got a vaccine. Just say no.
Just say, yeah, I mean, it can't match what you say no.
Yeah, just say no. Oh, I'm ugly? Nah, bro. Nah.
How do we get here? What the fuck was that?
Right.
Oh,
cancer.
Yeah, something about.
Yo, shout out to all my cancer people out there.
Pete, no. That is not funny.
What do you mean?
We said,
spread awareness.
We said, something about people really telling you how their day is.
Like, oh, yeah.
But if I poke with you, then I might mean it. But, like, if this is just in passing, like, I don't know you, I don't care. Don't tell me how your day is. Just tell me it's good. Keep it moving.
See, that's how I feel about other people, bro. There's a pretty chick at the cashier. I might be like, how's your day going? But if they're not, like, you know.
You mean.
They're not firing on all cylinders, I just might be like, yo, how you doing?
Some people just can't help that they're ugly, bro. Like, it's bad genetics. Like, it's not their fault.
No, because I don't feel bad for them. Because to somebody, they're beautiful.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I guess.
That don't mean they have to be beautiful to me.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Exactly, and I'm not holding that shit. That's okay.
All right, so did y'all see Will Smith smack Chris Rock?
Yep.
Smack.
fire out of him.
And honestly, at this point, I'm kind of tired of the memes and shit. Like, it got old quick. But I do got some damn opinions. We might can work out together about it.
Okay.
Did you see what happened? Did you see the clip?
Yes.
All right. So he says a joke about Jada's hair. Jada has alopecia. Did I say that right? Alopecia?
Alopecia.
Yeah, alopecia. Which causes hair loss. Will laughed at the joke initially. He looked over, saw his wife was not laughing, got up, smacked the shit out of Chris Rock, and sat back down.
And said, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth." Like, bro, you literally just laughed 2 seconds ago.
So as a woman, do you think it's because of the look she gave him? That's why he got up?
It was. Because, like, I would, honestly, if something offended me, I would expect you to fucking
at
say
a comedy
something
show?
Or do something. But it exactly...
I mean, this isn't at a comedy show. Don't get
people
me wrong.
Don't know but, how to take jokes sometimes.
But they do get a comedian up there for a purpose. They get the comedian up there to roast the celebrities in the front row.
Exactly. And it's comedians are going to do as they do. That was his whole purpose of, like, well, why take it to heart that bad?
What did you think?
I honestly didn't care, but, like, for the sake of the pod,
yeah,
I feel like, for the sake of the pod, I really feel like, maybe, my initial thought in general was that it looked fake.
Yeah.
That was my first thought, was that it was staged, honestly.
Do you still think that?
And part of me still wonders if it is.
So I thought about it. It looked fake. Then, it's no proof or nothing, but I listened to Charlamagne's podcast. He said he talked to Chris Rock about it, about how he felt, blah, blah. So it doesn't seem like it was fake. I think fucking Will Smith was, I think it was a build up of emotions.
Maybe he just wanted to earn some respect from his wife.
I think it was that, too. I think it was a build-up of a lot of things. I think that she has caused a lot of pressure on him over the past year. Probably 2 years. With her entanglement. And he might not have...
Entanglement.
He's gone out there and said, "We've never cheated on each other." So maybe there was some kind of agreement. Maybe he knew. Maybe the only issue is now the public knows. And he's been catching these memes for like 2 years.
Yeah, I could
people
see
looking
that.
At him a certain way. So I think he felt like he had to go prove he's a man. He's from West Philly.
I could see that.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is from Philly. I mean, that's.
I mean, I know it was the show, but like, is he really?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 95% sure.
I wouldn't even know.
Who would have thought?
To be real.
That's crazy. Could you imagine being a character in a show that's from where you're from? That is some crazy ass shit.
The show is meant to be like as if it was based about him.
Yeah.
Not to say it was, but like he was playing himself. Like the character's name was Will Smith.
I know the character's name was Will, but was it Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it's not like it was a biography or nothing, but it was as if it was supposed to really be him.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I've been watching his, or he's not in it. I think he helped produce it or something, but the new show, Bel Air, which is based off that, but it's more modernized. Like, it's not the old family-friendly show.
Yeah, it is. It's different.
Like, I can't do no spoilers because I've watched a little bit more than Stephanie has. But, like, yeah, it's like when you watch shows these days and the teenagers are damn doing certain shit at parties, like, that's how this shit is. Like, it's more modernized.
Yeah.
But it seems really good so far. I've seen, like, 2 or 3 episodes.
I'll probably never watch it, to be real.
Hell yeah. I like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know if you ever watched that. But
hell yeah, that was my shit, dude.
That was the shit. You can't quite compare it, though. I mean, it's different. You can look for the similarities. I think that's kind of fun,
they,
like, looking for the similarities.
They rebooted it for the newer, younger people.
Yo, I refuse to watch How I Met Your Father.
Not for us.
I think they rebooted it the right way. Like, is How I Met Your Father, is that something that's out? Or
yeah.
I haven't seen it. I remember you talked about it. I forgot about it.
I refuse to watch that shit. You talked
about it. I'm not saying I wouldn't give it a chance. I just don't actually expect it to be good.
No, I'm not giving it a chance. Fuck that. I don't care if it is good. I'm not. The same way that you feel about 6ix9ine.
Yeah. that's strong.
Like, I'm not even going to give it my attention. Like, fuck that. You're not getting a stream from me.
I'm dead.
Because, okay, you know what they should have done? They should have... Okay, so you've watched How I Met Your Mother. You've watched it all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of know it's... Obviously, they couldn't... They should have had the kids that played the kids in How I Met Your Mother tell the story of, like, how they met their kid's father. Instead of being just some bullshit that it is. Like, I don't even know, bro. It could be that. But, like, I'm not giving it the time of day to fuck around and find out. Like,
it's like when a movie makes a sequel, but it's with all new people. Like, without a paddle, too.
Yeah, bro. You can't do that shit. Like, I refuse to watch that shit, too. And then they have talking animals and shit in it. Like, get out. Like, get out, bro. I'm not fucking with that. You can't fuck with the classics, dude. I felt that way in music when... 21 Savage, and I think maybe J. Cole remade that song, My Life. My Life is All I Have. My Rhymes, My Pen, My Path.
I don't know if I remember that. I remember them remaking.
Well, it got pretty big.
Okay.
But that's how I felt. I was like, man, these people are listening to this and don't even know about where this shit came from.
Yeah.
Like, and it didn't have a similar sound at all, but it used the lyrics word for word.
I actually do like that, though. If it's good, like, it can't be trash. Don't go try to fuck up a classic.
See, I feel like they should have tried to sample it, too, instead of just taking the lyrics. Like, they should have sampled the beat, sampled the original hook into their hook somehow.
Yeah.
And did it like that, but you can't just completely switch it up and just take the lyrics and then not give credit to the original song.
Well, how do you know there wasn't credit given?
Ain't wasn't nothing about it in the song.
A lot of people have, like, ripped their songs from old shit. Fucking 2 Chainz referenced an old, like, a fucking old rap song from, like, the late 60s in one of his shits. Like,
which one?
I think it was You Fuck With Me. No, that wasn't it. It was something else. That's the Ice Cube. That's the Ice Cube, yeah. He referenced Ice Cube, though, in that one. Damn it, what was it? I can't remember, but yeah, I learned it was from some old shit. Like, from the 60s. Yeah, but
2 Chainz is dope, though. He's got 2 Chainz. Don't make me and Brandon sit here and go through 2 Chainz bars again.
Yo, he dropped a new album. I'm fucking with it.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'm fucking with it.
I need to listen to it. I thought when he dropped that track with 42 Doug, that shit was tight.
That might be on there because he's got a track with 42 on there. So
man, that was my shit.
Yeah, it's on there.
It is?
Yeah,
it's on okay, there. Word. Yeah, did you like that song? That's the only song I've heard off the album.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Yeah, I thought that shit was on there.
That album was going in. I don't know exactly how old it is, but I do think it's like this year.
Dude, I know a couple people that have a problem with 42 Doug just because that time he said he sucked a dick for rent.
I mean.
But I think some of his shit is hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not great at being a big fan of anybody anyway, so I'm not saying I'm a big fan. But I can still listen to the music, I guess. My issue with, like, certain people, though, like the Young Thug. My issue with Young Thug, if you gay, just say you gay. Stop saying you're straight, but doing gay shit. That's what, it's like misleading, and it's like...
I agree with you, but has he actually done gay shit?
Probably.
I know some of the shit that he be doing and saying comes off of gay.
He's called his guy friends boo. I'm pretty sure he's done some
gay shit. And love and bae, like, I know.
I'm pretty sure he's done some gay
That's
shit.
That's us.
Do I know? No, I don't fucking know.
He do be doing some.
But based on a lot of shit I've heard about him, he really be about his shit, though.
In what way? Yo, his baby mama.
I was just about to bring it up.
I heard about that.
Yeah, rest in peace to her, and you know, that's gonna be tough on him. Like, yeah, he's got a lot of kids, and I don't know.
I mean, did she just get killed, or did she do something to get killed?
No, like, I mean, there was an argument that took place, but the argument was over. It happened in a bowling
alley.
It was over a bowling ball. Like, it had to be some dumb shit.
Okay, yeah, so she didn't have a reason to get killed.
person leaves, but apparently they were waiting outside in their car. So when she goes to leave, they shot her up. So it wasn't even, like, in the moment. Like, they went and waited on her.
That's fucking wild. Just don't, people just shoot anybody over nothing nowadays.
It'd be cool to go bowling.
I mean,
no, it sucks that she died, but I was just thinking, like, I haven't been bowling in a while. It's been a minute.
Prayers
to that family.
But yeah, rest in peace and shit. Like, yeah. I'm with you.
How are you so angry that you're going to shoot somebody over a fucking bowling ball?
Hurt people.
It's wild,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, there's more to it.
Like,
yeah.
Get some
personal life, though. Had nothing to do with the situation.
Get some help, some therapy, something, because you just out here shooting people
way to justify that, but there's always a deeper level to it. Like, you never know what somebody else is going through to make them go fucking crazy.
Shooting at Tanglewood Middle the other day.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like, somebody was really like, fuck them kids.
No,
yeah. I don't even know what happened.
It was a kid that shot another kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the story, but a 13-year-old had brought a gun to school and shot a classmate, 12-year-old, in the head and killed him in the hallway or in between class change or something like that.
Oh, damn. I just knew a kid died. I didn't really know that. That's,
that's
wild.
And honestly, that's rough on two families. You know, of course,
it's
rest in peace to the kid. And it's awful what happened. But the other family has a lot they're going to have to deal with, too. That's hard on two different families right there. And, you know, we're close by, so if you're listening, either of the two, you know, prayers for y'all. We don't want to disrespect in any kind of way on this story. Like, we want to be mindful.
I don't know how all that shit works, but you got to think the other families kind of could lose a kid, too, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not by death, but, like,
might get, you know, charged as an adult and get 20 to life.
Yeah, like, he is a minor, but the severity of the circumstance could,
and
I don't
family,
know how that shit
the family
works.
That lost a kid's probably like, yeah, that's what should happen, you know, like, that's it's tough, you know, it's a really hard situation, and that's just right here in our hometown. Like, I'm at work, and my job is like 15 minutes away from this. Like, that shit's, and really, I was actually getting a tire at the time on my lunch break when I heard about it. That was 5 minutes away.
That's wild.
Is hearing and experiencing, well, I guess not directly experiencing, but the school shooters, is it different now that, like, you have a kid in school, or is it just kind of the same to y'all, the way that you perceive it anyway?
So, I mean, of course, you already perceive it as bad, you know, all of us do, but yes, it is different because you're afraid that, like, it would be your own. Like, Emily,
I'm so frightened.
My sister even texted me to make sure that school wasn't Kaylee's best friend's school, because Ava lives right there beside it, but she happens to not go there, but she lives, like, right beside it, and she goes to a different school.
Word. I was just asking because I feel like it could be different having somebody. I don't know anybody.
It
like,
does,
and
it
honestly,
hits closer.
So
it just hits closer to home that way.
Word. I was just curious.
I think about shit like that all the time anyway, and then to have it happen like at Tanglewood Middle, and that's like so fucking close, you know?
Yeah.
I get worried about shit like that, because, you know, what if some other kid decides to get pissed off at one of Kaylee's schools, especially. I worry less about it with Bella, but Kaylee's getting older and shit.
Yeah, because this wasn't like a, I'm going to go in here and shoot everybody. Like, it was targeted. Like, the kid shot one kid and then took off.
But
yeah, what the hell kind of 13-year-olds be having problems like that? Like,
but then you could be one of those kids that just gets bullied by every fucking body and does decide to come in and want to shoot a school up.
Let me find out he just ate his lunchable or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah, It was like,
because you never know about their parents either. Their parents could be the type to influence shit like that.
Yeah, you know.
So then the kid might have really ate his Lunchable and be like, "Nah, fuck that." And then I don't know, like the other kid's parents. Kids tend to mimic their parents and shit, right?
When I was in school, like we heard about Columbine, which happened before I was born, like in '89, and then like in 10th grade there was the Virginia Tech shooting that killed 7 people. And that was like the only school shootings we heard of during our 13 years. Then shortly after we graduated, it's like that shit just like started happening all the time.
It's like, it's sad. These are kids, like babies. How can they be this angry so young?
So we went to a high school that probably had guns in them, just wasn't being used. Yeah, that's just sad, man.
Oh, Lord. Bless their families, because they both going through it right now. That's an awful situation.
This one, we need to be one of those podcasts that plays music. We play some upbeat music. Get ourselves back going.
Yes. Because that just...
First up.
I can't stay.
Oh, my...
I'm dead.
Yeah, I had something happen to me last weekend that blew my mind.
What?
So I went to this pizza place on break to get some lunch, and I ordered pizza, right?
Okay. That's not the mind-blowing part, is it?
Nah. All right, the mind-blowing part is what I had on it.
Okay.
Shrimp.
All right.
And asparagus.
Oh, man. What the fuck?
Dude,
you lost
good.
Me there. Shrimp and asparagus on
a
fucking
It pizza. Was like a shrimp scampi pizza. But it blew my mind, bro. I've never had shrimp on a pizza before.
I don't think I have either. But that sounds good.
It worked.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It worked.
It's kind of like, you know, you go to a pizza buffet and you start trying all the shit. Oh, let me get a chicken on pizza. Let me get, you know. Chocolate chips over here, you know. You start just trying everything.
Damn, bro, Gaddy Town closed. That shit's crazy, dude.
That shit. I used to love Gaddy Town.
I did too, bro. When did they close it?
The one around here.
Been
a while. It's been a while.
Cause it's like the Armory now.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Because they had the chocolate pizza, and nobody's chocolate pizza will ever top Gaddy Town's chocolate pizza, bro. That shit was busting.
You mean chocolate chip pizza?
No, it was like
chocolate pizza.
Chocolate pizza.
I have never had no fucking chocolate pizza.
You haven't lived, my friend. Like,
they also had a virtual ride before everybody else.
They did. It was down half the time, but like, they did. They did, and that shit was tight, bro. And it wasn't like the ones at Frankie's where, like, the sides are open and you just sit in it. Nah, bro, this shit closed you off. Like, that shit was tight.
That shit was like a real roller coaster. That shit made me motion sick.
And the bumper cars.
They had the best bumper cars.
Dude, they had the only bumper cars. Frankie's don't have that.
Frankie's don't
have that shit. Frankie's has the go-karts and the little bumper boats, which is cool. But it ain't like the Gaddy Town fucking things, man.
But I meant like you go somewhere else and play bumper carts. It wasn't like theirs. Theirs were those circle things.
Oh, yeah.
They were dope as fuck.
Yeah. And then they've like float with the air.
I think they were just made to look like it, aren't they? He thought they had hovercrafts. No, it's just the shape of the bumper probably covered up the wheels, I think is what it was. Because these things were 0-point turns. You just spin them bitches around.
You just shit on my childhood. Like, that ass.
He thought they had hovercrafts, so we still don't have hovercrafts.
Yo, you just shitted on my childhood, dog.
So, I was watching a movie on Netflix, and there was a scene.
I was watching my childhood get ruined. I'm sorry. I'm going to get over it. Go ahead. You're watching some shit on the thing.
There was a scene where they played real life Mario Kart and they dressed up as the characters and shit.
Oh, dude. I played real life Rocket League.
We should go play. That's dope. We should go play real life Mario Kart
How do you play?
I'm down.
What is this? How'd you do the Rocket League?
Okay, hold on. We'll put a pin in that. Tell me where
we
this is
basically
going on
watched real life Mark.
Wait,
is it
somewhere close?
What do you mean? How you just
at the fair?
Yo, I'm worried about them fucking Mario Kart go karts. Can we just please?
Are you talking about just getting dressed like them?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
I thought you meant some virtual reality shit.
No, you get dressed like the characters and go out to the racetrack and. People were throwing pies at each other, and there was a stuffed banana thrown.
That sounds cool, but
that shit was funny.
That's cool, but I was saying it was virtual reality, so it just feels real, but it's not.
Oh no, fuck no! We didn't do nothing like that, but.
So what did you do?
Dude, I'm still trying to figure out the fucking Mario Kart. She has not answered my question.
I just literally
that
said
was the whole
it.
Fucking answer.
No, she
you
was talking about the Rocket League thing.
She doesn't know about
Rocket
League, she said.
No, we saw we went to the fair 1 year and they
I know.
Were
you just said that.
And they were doing like it was basically real life Rocket League. They were
I know,
fucking
but
car
I
soccering shit.
Oh no, okay, alright, no, then you didn't answer my question. I just got it mixed up.
Okay.
Alright.
Damn.
We had talked about like we had 5 minutes.
I can't believe I was able to damn keep up with what. The
no,
fuck
but
were.
So we got in some go karts, right? And then we set up 2 goals, and we had a soccer ball, and the you couldn't grab it, but you could ride past it and hit it.
Okay,
that's
so
dope.
We were just doing that, and then you know we were right next to the highway, so so it was extra safe.
Yeah, I wish that would be dope if we had some shit like that we could do for this field day. We want to do an adult field day.
Yo, where can we get some go karts for some little?
I know, but y'all should come with me one day. My friends got 2.
Hell yeah.
And we be. Got a little track in his yard.
So keep him locked up? Nah, sure.
Dude, I accidentally went through a mailbox one time. It was cool.
Oh my god.
It didn't smack you or nothing like that.
No, I went through it.
I mean, yeah, in the go-kart, right?
Yeah.
All right, so did any of the mailbox come back and smack you? Or did
no, okay,
this
so like,
a cage on it?
No, it didn't have a cage, but like one of the screws in the steering wheel came loose, so the steering wheel was turning, but it wasn't turning what turns the wheels, and it just veered off, and then I tried to jump out, but my knee got caught under the steering wheel, so we just kind of went through it.
I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta go on a potty break.
Damn, bro, you just did.
What? That was like, how long we been in this podcast?
20 minutes.
Damn, you can't go 20 minutes without peeing?
It's been longer than that, 20 minutes.
All right, 27.
Whatever. I got a potty.
You got 45 seconds.
Kiss my ass.
Yo, we're not staying on track, though.
Yo.
Should Will Smith have smacked Chris Rock? Like, was it wrong? That I feel like that's a big argument. A lot of people say it was wrong. A lot of people say it wasn't wrong. Was it wrong?
I feel like as long as, regardless of his reason, as long as he did what he really felt like he should have did, then it is what it is. Like, it ain't got shit to do with me.
You got some people saying you shouldn't get hit over jokes.
I think he shouldn't apologize for it. How you gonna do some shit? That's like Nick Cannon all over again. Like, you can't do some shit.
If you mean the apology, I don't think you should apologize just because you're supposed to apologize. You can apologize if you actually did mean
No. You got a great... Okay, I didn't.
But...
When you say that, it...
And I felt like Nick Cannon's was because he felt like he had to.
Oh, yeah, because they took his whole last show.
Yeah, and I felt like his apology was kind of like a, yes, sir, you're right. My bad. I shouldn't have questioned what you taught me by what this person taught me. I should, you know, like, it was real fucking do what you have to do to stay in the industry type shit.
No, I agree. Like, when you say it like that, it makes more sense. But
I do think Will Smith was that, though. And maybe he was sorry, because maybe that's not really Will Smith. I think that's another question, too. I think he's just going through something right now. He has come out and said that all these years he felt like he was playing a character. Like, he had to be perfect. He couldn't cuss in his interviews because Will Smith didn't cuss, as far as people knew. So he felt like for all these years he was being a character, and now he's trying to be himself, but he don't know who himself is.
That kind of says a lot, I feel like.
Does. I think that was a build-up. I think the smack was a build-up of things. I don't think either one of them was wrong. I don't think...
it needs a divorce.
Oh, because the other side is alopecia is not a joke. That was one thing I wanted to talk about. I'm not saying it is a joke, but what is? Like, being gay is not a joke, but there's gay jokes. Being fat is not a joke, but there's fat jokes. The purpose of comedy is taking things that aren't supposed to be funny and making them funny.
Exactly. That's what I say. Yeah, comedians are going to do as they do. Like, don't... Well, why people take it so personally is beyond me. I respect him for standing up for his wife because clearly she was offended.
Everybody was consoling Will Smith afterwards, though. Nobody was checking on Chris Rock, from what I seen.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they was hugging Will Smith. Oh, man, so great. But, like, they don't do have fake. A comedian there for a purpose. Like, it's not like it was... It's not like, I don't know, man. And you can say he crossed the line, but I bet you these two know each other.
Well, from what I heard, that was part of it, is that they were friends.
Yes,
they And then he felt like he went out the way to be my friend. But I also feel like, you know, as a comedian, and, you know, we all know I'm not that much into comedy, but I feel like no matter what you say, a certain group of somebody's going to get mad. So it's just pick your battles.
That's my point on people saying alopecia is not a joke. Like, I'm not saying it is, but exactly that. A joke
ain't meant for everybody.
Yeah, it's
everybody
not meant for everybody. But it's also like, because it's about you, it's not meant to hurt you. You just may not be the type to laugh alone. That's fine. That's your choice. But somebody else that has the same condition will laugh alone.
Mm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I feel like neither one of them was wrong. I don't think Chris Rock crossed the line because the joke was kind of an easy joke, soft joke. And I don't think Will Smith was wrong for standing up for his wife.
Yeah, it's...
It just kind of is what it is. Will Smith then resigned from the Academy of something other.
I don't think he should have did that. I feel like it was kind of iconic to slap a dude and then...
Yeah, I feel like that's an overcorrection. Like, and the fact that they accepted his resignation, like, I'm not saying they shouldn't have if he really wants to resign, but what I will say is somebody should talk to this guy and be like, yo, I think you're going through some shit. You don't have to do this. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, and that kind of goes back to, like, what we were talking about Kanye, the whole thing with Kim. Like we look at that as it's not that serious because he's a celebrity, but if he wasn't, then that would be like some crazy ass dangerous behavior.
Right, right.
Right. So kind of the same thing with this. Like, Will Smith, I don't know, he's a human too. Y'all know what he's going through. Just because he's a celebrity, that don't mean he don't be going through shit.
I mean, he's been a celebrity since he was like 18. And he's not quite the same level anymore, at least not with the work coming in. And I don't know, I think he wants to be himself, but he just doesn't know who himself is.
Like, yeah. And
it just kind of comes out of that.
And as non-celebrities, we don't really know these people. We just see what we see based on interviews, movies.
Yeah, we don't know shit.
Just shit. Yeah, we don't know these people. So you don't really know who he is as a person. You just know, your perception of him based on what you've seen and heard. Even if it's from him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
But they let you see what they want you to see.
Yeah.
You know, so even if it is from him, what does that mean?
I feel like we forget this, that celebrities have a whole ass life going on outside of what we see.
Right.
Exactly.
What else has been going on? Oh, World War III. You think
oh,
we're on?
Oh,
you
don't
think
even
that's
want
happening?
To talk
like,
about this shit.
JP did.
I don't know, but I don't feel like we should get involved at all.
I don't think we should either.
There's more shit that we should worry about. Like, dude, in India, there's people getting chained up and harvested for their blood.
What?
And then their blood is getting sold. Yeah, you know that there are over 30 million slaves worldwide in poor countries. If it wasn't okay for us to do that shit, it's not okay for anybody else to do that shit. So why are we choosing to get involved with the Ukraine? Of all things. The FIFA shit that they're building, like 1,500 people so far have died during the construction of this, and there has been, like, no other safety precaution. Like,
construction,
there's...
What is it?
Some... I think it's, like, the FIFA stadium.
Okay. I haven't heard about this. And this is where this
Bro,
is
you don't hear about any of this shit.
No, this is in the Ukraine?
No. This
oh,
is
this
just
is
in
not
general.
Related. Oh, this is not related. That's your point.
Yeah, that's my point. Like... Okay, right. Safety, but then you're trying to get involved with some shit that has nothing to do with you. Speaking of reference to our government, like, that shit has nothing to do with us. And the other shit doesn't have anything to do with us either, but the difference is we could be doing something good versus just getting involved with some shit. When we had our civil war, did we have other countries coming in here and doing shit? Because that's basically what this is.
Sort of, but... You create allies so that you continue to have help if you ever need it. So if your allies need help and you don't give them help, kind of ally, like, what do you have to offer people then?
But we're not an ally with the Ukraine as far as I'm aware of.
We are.
Oh, we are?
We're an ally, but they're not part of NATO, which is, NATO is more important than being an ally.
Exactly.
And the whole thing with Afghanistan, too, that shit was none of our business. Why were we over there?
Yeah.
9/11? No, we were over there for the oil. Like, why is there even a war going on in Afghanistan? And I'm asking that because I don't know.
Yeah, that shit... We don't know the real reason. I think oil is a big reason, but I don't think it's the only reason. You can't say... You really can't blame it on just 9/11, because if so, then Saudi Arabia should be involved in that, and we're still friends with them.
Exactly.
7 of the 9 people on the planes, of the terrorists that were on the planes,
were
from
Saudi Arabian.
But we keep the peace with them. Always have.
It's ridiculous, too. Like, you're kidding me, right? Like, they... Really?
I don't know much about this Russia-Ukraine stuff, so I don't really know what's right, what's wrong.
Fuck America.
I do say... I don't think I really want us to, like, I agree with you. I don't think we should have anything to do with it. Like.
It is very sad. And I'm not saying maybe we shouldn't help out at all if we are allies with Ukraine. But maybe in different ways than, like, getting involved. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And especially because, I don't know, I feel like a lot of this shit boils down to not getting the full story.
I'm just gonna say, only brainwashed people think that anybody in the government planning anything of any sort cares about any fucking body. And that's what they want to put off when they say, oh, we're going to help Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. No, they're not. They're not.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know much about the subject. I don't know if I care.
I really don't either. Like, and I hate to say that, but I really don't.
So
they
certain,
don't give a fuck
I know
about
what
their
it is. There's certain
people.
Things to worry about. Russia wants to recreate the USSR. That's one of the things to worry about. Not that I really know anything about the USSR, but that's like back when Russia was...
Oh, that's some old
shit. Yeah, it's like back during Cold War. I don't know, just... If I was a little bit more hip to the history, I could tell you exactly, but just it's not a good thing.
No, okay, have we ever had any advances towards Russia?
What do you mean?
Or not towards Russia, from Russia? Like, have they tried to try us at all? Like, have they ever done anything out of the way prior to this?
So them taking the Ukraine back is them expanding their territory. They want certain areas because those are the only seaside, I think, port accesses to Russia. So they want to control that so that nobody can get in on them. Is it because they're paranoid and they just want to make sure they're safe? Maybe. I mean, America makes sure they're safe. Or do they want to lock down a little bit tighter so that they can do something? Who knows? We don't trust Russia. We're not really supposed to. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
I love Russians. But that has nothing to do with what's going on. Like, yeah. I'm not...
I mean, you can like Russians. You
dude,
know,
I fucking...
Nothing,
dude, I wanted a Russian girl ever since I was old enough to be interested in girls. And I know it's like $20,000 to buy one.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro.
The mail order bride.
Yeah, it's like it's legal.
But it sounds funny, though, to buy one. You know what the issue with you would be? You can't ever do that. Please don't ever do that.
Well, I don't have $20,000 to buy one with.
You would feel like because you did that, that now you completely own the person.
Nah.
In the wrong way.
Nah, dude.
Very
nah,
wrong
nah,
way.
Bro. Nah.
I can't stand you, JP.
Nah, dude. No, bro, because I love Russians.
Yeah, well, she just wanted her green card and then divorce.
It don't work like that.
How does it work? I don't know how that works. I heard of
they're only legal as long as they're married to you.
Like, I worked with a dude
and prenups, bro.
I worked with a dude who said his brother had did that. But that was
who's
like
to say they can't get a divorce after they legally become a citizen? After
well, who's to say that they legally become a citizen? If that shit, it don't really work like that.
There are different stipulations sometimes. Like, it's not always you just become a citizen. Sometimes you get visas off certain things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what a green card, like, I don't know if you literally get a green card once you're married or if you get another visa. Like, I don't know how that shit really works. Like, maybe green cards is not even the right thing to say. Maybe that's just some racist shit. I hope not, because we're just sitting here over and over. But
and also,
to be honest, I just don't know what it is.
Do you think that there wouldn't be a prenup?
A prenup doesn't prevent you from being divorced, bro.
It can. It all depends on what you write in it. Shit. No, a prenup only says
mentally,
if you divorce me.
If he put certain things in, she ain't get nothing out
nah,
of divorce.
Nah, nah.
Him,
so no,
won't.
So like,
she'll
yeah.
just cheat instead of divorce.
And then that bitch will be on the next flight back. Like, I take a loss. No, but okay, a prenup is to say like, if you divorce me, you can't do this. You won't get certain shit of mine.
Okay.
You know, it's like that. So if I say some shit.
It's only if your shit matters to her.
Hey, if she signs her name, it don't have to matter. It's what it is.
It will.
She's a mail order bride.
You damn right. I just spent $20,000 for this bitch. You think she won't sign a prenup? No, she's going to sign that prenup, and she's going to do it on her knees.
Oh, my God.
And then we will have little Russian babies. I'm going to raise them as a Russian, though. Like, English will be their second language. Because then I'm going to learn how to speak
Russians.
Language. And then we're going to go to Scotland
like
for the
Nikki.
Honeymoon.
Are you going
to
grow your dreads back out? Are you going to be a Russian with dreads?
It's going to be like Mickey Milkovich and his baby mama on Shameless.
Nah, dude, because, nah.
What was her name?
We're going to be like in Scotland and shit on a boat that's big enough to have two chairs and a table, and then we're going to like do shit. And
so
then
we're assuming that this is like you got money because you already got $20,000 bride. So you got money, you're going to Scotland?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
With
dude.
A Russian. Going to Scotland with a Russian.
My Russian wife on our honeymoon. Nah, oh, dude, because, okay.
So what kind of liquor y'all drinking? Vodka? Jose Cuervo? Like,
it don't even matter, dude, because I don't drink vodka.
Asian food?
Nah, dude, just, so we're going to be on a small boat in the Great Lock. And then the people are going to be playing the games on the outside of the lake, like on the land. And, yeah.
What games?
the little Scottish games. The shit that they be doing in the Celts.
What do they be doing in the Celts?
You think this just happens, like, every day, all day? Like, what do you mean?
No, like, no, dude, they got some shit. They, like, lift poles and shit. They got some shit that's, like...
They, like, lift poles and shit.
No, dude.
So they're fence builders?
Like, they have some shit, like... I guess I'll compare it to our Olympics. It's like the Scottish Games or some shit like that. And they be doing shit, dude, on like once a year.
All right, go Scottish people. Cool. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Me
either. Yeah, but I'm going to be on the boat.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Take a look at me.
Have you ever heard of illegal baby names?
No, but I'm kind of want to name my kid one now.
Did you hear what Elon Musk wanted to name his kid?
The shit that I can't pronounce.
Yeah. So apparently it got denied. The birth certificate got denied because like it was illegal. You can't have like the dash or the number, or whatever the fuck it was.
Dude, I literally have a dash in my name.
It's not a dash.
Hyphenated.
What, maybe his was the numbers, because it was like...
And it was that AE thing.
Yeah.
I think, which is a Greek letter.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, because it was like Ash, is how you say it, like that part. His name was...
It was wild as fuck, though. Like,
and I don't necessarily agree with it, but, you know, it happened. Well, this woman picked another name that was illegal. She wanted to name her child Arson. And then when her family told her that was a bad name, her and her boyfriend got mad and left the family dinner because they didn't see why that was a bad name. They called it unique.
I can see both sides
because of the definition of it.
But I also think of like
that's why it's illegal.
Down syndrome kid trying to say Carson.
I mean, I don't see anything like, no wrong with it. Like. The fuck? Who cares if the kid's name is people name their kids Carson all the time?
I don't know if it should be illegal, but I mean, do you want to name your child?
And yeah, I
wouldn't personally, but if they like it, whatever the floats they fucking boat. Why? Not my kid, shit.
Now shout out to the rapper Arson. Been listening. He just dropped the. He's from around here.
Hey Arson.
Arson, because the way it's spelled, the capital A-R.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's from around our area, just dropped some shit. Franklin Saint, that shit was fire. But, so not to be confused with a nickname like that. Naming a kid Arson is kind of weird.
I got you. A-R-R-Sin. But yeah, no, I wouldn't
fuck
name
with
my kid
that echo this episode. we fuck with the episode, the echo this episode.
Fuck with the episode, this echo.
Yeah, that.
Hey, Lego my echo.
Echo my Lego, whatever.
Hey, no, please don't echo my Lego.
Echo my Lego.
Yo, alright.
So we might be a little tipsy, guys.
Y'all, you might be. Like, let's talk about chicken names. If you could name a chicken, what would it be?
So you're going to go with your two dad names again?
Definitely not. No, dude,
I'm trying to think.
You wanted to bring that up. Like, you wanted to... Yo.
No, because right. I recall hearing something about eggs a couple conversations ago, and it made me think of the chickens just now. So I was like, okay, if you guys could name
Who
a chicken...
Who said anything about eggs?
I had a friend. And he was a black guy. When we were young, he said black people like to combine their names to name their baby. So my mom asked, you know, well, what would we name our baby? Talking about her name being Carrie, my dad's name being Doug. And he came up with DeCarrie. Which is funny because he had a cousin named DeCorey, so that was kind of funny. But anyways.
Damn.
Point is, when you gave me your chicken name, it just made me think of that with two dads combining their name together.
That's funny.
Henrold.
I used to work with a dude
Gold
at QuickBooks When I worked at QuickBooks, I used to work with a dude who was named after both of his parents, too, like that. Word. And he hated it.
Well, what would you name it?
I like old him.
But what would you name it?
A chicken?
Yeah. If you just had the opportunity to name a chicken.
What the fuck do you name a chicken? That's weird.
What about you?
I've never thought about naming a chicken. Do people name their chickens?
Dude, you got to think about these things, dude.
Nah, people don't name their chickens.
Dude, chickens make great pets, from what I've heard.
Okay, maybe some people do, but, like, I don't know if that's, like, an average, like, farmer type thing.
I don't even know what the fuck I would name a chicken. Because I've never thought of owning a chicken. Like,
yeah, they're kind of annoying. What the fuck would you name a chicken?
Yeah, if you had a dude, if you had a dude chicken... Oh, no, because he wouldn't lay eggs. Dude, chickens don't lay eggs.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, humans don't have periods.
Dude, you could name a hen Eggsmeralda.
Eggsmeralda.
What's that supposed to be from?
Like Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Eggsmeralda.
Yeah, you like name your chicken like a dog name, like Chewy.
Right, fucking D-O-G.
Happy Eggs.
IHOP.
Feathersula.
You come up with some good ones. I gotta give it to you.
What?
Feathersula.
Oh, like, dude, I thought you were talking about the gold hen and Henrold. Like,
gold hen, too. Gold
dude,
hen.
Henrold
like,
is up
I
top.
Like gold hen.
Gold.
I can't get over like Henry Harold. Like,
gold hen.
Dude, what's your chicken's name? Henry Harold. She's a lady.
Gold hen corral. What the fuck? Why did you do that?
Hello, hello.
All right.
Go DJ.
Yo, I always said if I was a DJ, my name would be DJP. But not like DJP.
Nah, DJ wouldn't pee anywhere, right?
PB. Fuck no, booth, DJ pee don't pee. DJ don't know how.
Do you push pee?
Nope.
I still don't know that.
Yeah. I push in pee, like when I'm fucking. Cause I'm in the pee,
okay.
The pink.
I'm done. Signing out of this podcast.
The lower clam. y'all got me fucked up.
Yeah, we're losing it. Do we have anything to talk about?
The lower clam,
oh,
dude.
Oh God, I'm done.
You're done. You didn't have any weed news for us?
Okay.
Dude, while she looks it up, do you have something?
You can talk if you want.
Yo, Thailand became the first Asian country to legalize
pot. What the fuck happened to my phone?
Fuck yeah.
But this happened like a month ago. It's not like new.
I kind of felt like I had heard of it. I wasn't. But.
Because
I thought they were already legal, to be honest. I know my grandma knows somebody that's had a pot farm out there for a little while.
Really? That's cool. I bet they have trans hookers.
I don't know. He used to be a daycare teacher here. And they worked together, and then he moved out there.
Dude, I hear it's really pretty. My ex-girlfriend, Hallie, you remember her? So she used to live in Thailand for, like, a long time, and she was telling me that they bought a house, and it came with a maid because they just do that shit there. And I was like, so you had a slave? She was like, no, she wasn't a slave. I was like, look, did you pay her? She was like, no. I was like, she was a slave. Like, that's fucked up.
The house came with a maid.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a nice house. Like, these are just broke people that do maid shit that are assigned to houses.
That is wild.
And it was like a nanny type shit, too.
They do get paid somehow, right? Or do they live there? Like,
yeah.
They live there, too?
Yeah.
Damn, that is slavery.
Dude, and they got a lot of trans hookers. That doesn't have anything to do with weed, but, like, it's crazy.
I mean, if the trans hooker was bad, would you take it?
No, they got, like, the dick kind of trans hookers.
What if it's bad in another, like, but you're in another country, so
you said
like,
it's bad.
I mean, stoner here, Stone Nets. What's up? Like, okay, you're all welcome. You're all welcome around here. But yeah, what if it's bad? Like,
if it has a dick, it ain't that bad. No, I'm straight. I'm good.
I mean, it's not like you know, pointing at butt sex with a virgin. So
butt sex with a virgin is different. There was no dick involved. I still got the view. Like, so it was kind of just like sex. But see, nah, bro, because it's a dude. I'm good.
Oh, what do you think about the, have you heard about the Penn State swimmer?
Nope.
It was a man to female transition. And so now she is competing with women.
Oh, and she waxed all of them.
Yeah, and becomes, you know, national champion. But when she was in the men's, they say she was good, but like she wasn't like nationally ranked that high. Like nationally ranked, she was pretty low. In her college, she was good. You know, she was to get scholarships and shit, you gotta be pretty good. So, whatever. But I'm saying she to be respectful. I don't mind calling people what they want to be called, when it comes to sports, it's weird. She has not went through a full change. I mean, you can see a package.
Yeah, I think that should.
Now,
I feel like the only logical explanation.
Taking estrogen, sure, I get it. But you still have a testosterone that is slightly higher. You're just bringing it down way lower than what your natural is. And they don't even let women, natural women, who have a natural testosterone a little bit higher. I don't know the exact, I don't know exactly how it works, how you measure it, but it was something I was hearing before. Like, a male to woman transition has to be so low, but an actual woman has to be even lower than that. So if your actual woman who has a natural testosterone a little bit too high, which happened in the last Olympics with a couple African women, then you can be disqualified for having a natural testosterone too high. But this transition woman is equal to you, and they qualify.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's wild.
I feel like the only really, they should just come up with their own league, but then that would be a problem because then they feel like they're being discriminated.
I don't know. I think the issue is, I think you can make it where they're not feeling discriminated because there's a different league for women.
Yeah, then that was going to be my argument.
But they probably, I don't know. I don't know if that works because then you're mixing men and women because of how they identify, but they're in a league together, so maybe they would feel that way. Maybe if you want to make that choice, maybe you just can't play sports. Like, I don't know. Or maybe it depends on sport. You got to do co-ed shit. Like, I just don't know. Like, I'm not saying that everything's perfect and right, but I will accept what somebody wants to be called. But I do think there's unfair advantages with this shit.
Exactly.
When it comes to sports. You're not hearing I'm about a woman.
Man.
You don't hear about a woman that transitions to a man and becomes great at certain sports. And if that ever does happen, like, they're going to get so much praise because that's so much harder to do. It's much easier to become a woman and be great at women's sports.
I agree.
We don't know how much testosterone affects exactly, and we have a natural strength even without the testosterone. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really like it when it comes to sports. It's kind of tough. I seen an article, I didn't know if it was completely real, it was like from the Daily Mail, I don't know how much you trust Daily Mail, but they said that some of the other women on the swim team get uncomfortable because she changes the women's locker room, but has male genitalia.
Oh, she's got a whole ass dick.
Yeah. But the coach ignores their claims, and I'm sure the coach don't know what the fuck to do about it. Like, it's a touchy subject nowadays. He can get in trouble if he says he does the wrong thing. But I'm like, it's a little bit ridiculous. You should have to look the part. To be in there, you should have to look the part at the very least. If you ain't got the surgery yet, then how bad do you want it?
I would definitely not want to be in the locker room.
Yeah, I like my dick, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just a tough one.
Yeah, I thought of something. You said something that was funny, man, and it's still funny, but I forgot what it was.
How's it so funny if you don't remember what it was?
Just because I remember that it was funny. What you got, Rui News? Yeah, yeah. Wait, hold on. Do your little thing.
Oh, God. It's weed news, bitch. So, yeah, Tennessee is probably going to wait in a whole nother year to legalize marijuana in their state.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
To legalize or to vote again? Like, what are we talking about here?
There was a bill that would have been brought for a cannabis reform to Tennessee this year for their legislative session or whatever. It was called the Free All Cannabis for Tennesseans Act. Not right.
Tennesseans.
What the fuck? Y'all couldn't think of something better.
Canadians.
It was voted against, so it's gonna, they're gonna have to wait a whole nother year for,
yeah, I bet they still smoke pot type though. Of
cannabis reform.
Yeah, that's why I don't like headlines. It sounded misleading. Like, in a year it's gonna be legal though. Nah, not necessarily. Exactly. And it probably won't be. Tennessee might be, I don't know, will there be similar to South Carolina?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything.
I saw a lot of mess heads in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's weird. We went to a water park and I was like, how do some of these people afford to be here? Like,
I was wondering the same shit. It ain't cheap. I was like, yo.
And like, we didn't afford to be there. Don't get me wrong. It was not us that paid. We did not afford to be there.
Yeah, we got.
But I was looking at some of these other people like, how'd you, you got an aunt too? Like,
you got an aunt too? Did your auntie pay for this trip too?
I don't know, I just figured that they probably had other priorities, and I just didn't know how they were able to budget. I was proud of them, to be honest.
Oh my God. You petty.
Yeah, I thought you just gave me an aneurysm. Like, I love it. I love it, dude. You know, I don't even know them, and I didn't even see them, but I'm proud of them too. Shit.
Fuck
like,
yeah, man. Look, this is a caring and loving podcast, man. I'm proud of you all.
Unless you're doing some shit that we don't agree with.
Yeah.
Then stop, and then we'll be proud of you. Like, if you're out there, you know, doing math.
Or just afford a water park.
And fucking trans hookers, we're probably not proud of you. But if you can afford a water park, like, you go, girl. You go, guy. Like,
yeah, that shit was dope, though.
Even if you don't got kids, fuck it. Go to the water park anyway.
That was the thing. I didn't see them with kids.
Yo, it would have been funny if you would have took the kids to the water park and you were the only one with kids.
That would have been. Like,
we didn't know it was
fuck?
An adult water park. We did see like two or three women with thongs, and I thought that was kind of odd for a family.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Like, what?
That's probably
y'all?
Where they get their porn from.
Cool, bro. There's kids every.
Like, well, they were, nah, it wasn't that cool.
Why is a single guy with no kids?
It was, you can tell it was basically made for kids, though. Like,
one of the girls, like, with her kids and family and, like.
See, okay, that's weird.
It was weird. Yeah, where's your mama at? Oh, you know, the hoe over there in the phone.
Facts.
Yo, in this generation, where's your mama at? Oh, She's the guy over there.
She's the guy over there.
It's him right there.
It's that dude with the sock on it.
There were a couple of them.
Yeah, bro. She'd be weird. I was in yoga, and you could hear the sweat dripping off this dude's dinghy, bro.
Yeah, so, like, it was hanging, like, you got a thing.
Nah, dude, the shit he was wearing was so tight, bro, the sweat would, like, drip off, and it wouldn't run down his leg. It would just drip off into the floor. So
that
like,
is gross.
That shit was awful.
Yeah, that sounds like something in a comedy movie. Like,
no, no, no. To make it even funnier, dude, he was old. Like, old. He was, like, old.
So, I mean, he had been packing, though, for the, like, drip and hit the ground and not hit short, so.
I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention. That shit was just poking out, dude.
Which he had to be packing, right? Otherwise, he's going to hit his shorts. It must have been hanging down.
No, he wasn't wearing, like, shorts.
You said he was wearing shorts.
No, I said he was wearing some tight-ass shit. I didn't say nothing about it being shorts. Like a Speedo-looking thing.
I'm confused now.
I was confused. I was confused, too, dude. Like, I was way confused, but...
So, like, was it open on the legs?
For the most part, yeah.
It was open.
Yeah, like...
So it had to be hanging down the pant leg. And
oh my out, god. Right?
No, it was like all tucked up front. Like, so it was just protruding. Kind of like when you got a boner and you're straightforward type shit.
So it's coming off his shorts. You just see the outline of his dick and it was dripping right there.
Yeah, but, like, it was poking out. That's my point. To the point where, like, it wasn't running down his leg. It was running to the end of his dingus, and then it just dripping onto the floor, like.
His dingus.
Yeah, that shit was wild, man. Yeah, I don't know how we just got there. But
I don't know either.
I thought we were talking about weed.
Do you not need therapy after that?
Yeah.
How do we get here from weed news?
I don't know.
Well, good luck next year, Tennessee. Like, all right. Tennesseans.
Sorry.
One of y'all are going to have to pay somebody to drink soup.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if my number was. I don't know my exact
mine
number.
Was 37.
I still don't know.
No, mine was either 37 or 47. I'll have to go back and confirm.
Yeah. I got to go back and
I still think I said 43, but I still. Honestly, ain't 100% on that for us.
I don't really fully remember the bets either, but Stephanie brought up a good point. Somebody's going to have to pay a stranger to watch them eat soup. Dude, I'm going to just be standing over in the corner, nonchalant, just looking and shaking my head, bro. And the stranger ain't going to know what I'm shaking my head for, but...
You got to be recording it or something.
Well, if it's like... 10, 12 more years before we even find out who's right.
Right.
That is crazy.
Well, if y'all move to Florida, I'm going to be down in Florida, dude. It's cool. I'll drive for that. I promise you I will make that trip for that. I'll even give you the dollar to pay somebody to watch you eat soup. I'm all about it, dude.
What is it? Is whoever's the furthest away?
No, we took bets on what number we're going to be in getting legalized.
Yeah.
I guess whoever the closest without going over.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah. Alright. I was trying to remember how we made it. I don't remember, man.
So, like, if I win the bet, then each one of you guys have to do something that I want y'all to do. And one of my things, it was either one of y'all or it was Mason, because he was a part of that. I was like, y'all got to pay somebody to eat soup.
That would be funny.
Dude, it would, bro. You just walk up and try your hair. Look, check this out, bro. I will give you a dollar if you just sit here and watch me eat this soup. And you can't even eat it out of the can, dude. You gotta, like...
That's what I was sitting here thinking. I was about turning up the can.
Nah, I'm gonna give you my little camping stove so you can, you know, heat it up. And you gonna sit there and eat it. Maybe crush some crackers up in the soup and...
Yeah, that is funny.
Like, in the middle of downtown Greenville in Falls Park, like, yo, check this shit out.
I fuck with it. That's funny. Yeah, but you ain't gonna win, though. You picked a way too low of a number.
What do you mean? We're gonna be one of the last days to do it.
I know.
I either said 37 or 47. I have to go back.
I'm pretty sure I said something later than everybody. I made sure mine was in the back, I think.
What you gonna make me do?
I don't know. I gotta think of something good, man. Like, that's good. I gotta think of something good.
Yeah, and, like, we gotta do it, dude, for the pie. We gotta do it.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Is this pod done, man? We wrapped everything up.
I'm cool. Well, except I have a joke for you.
I feel like I had more earlier this week, and I've kind of just forgotten it. And we've went for a minute, so I think I'm good.
We went wild.
Yeah. So what's your talk, though?
Sorry, Mom.
Starting the show with JP?
Yeah, hell
you
yeah.
You did say you didn't want to do that no more.
Starting shit with JP. We got the joke, man. All right. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hawaii, who? I'm good. How are you? You get it?
Yeah.
You lame.
That was whack as fuck.
Cornball ass.
Yeah, that shit is funny.
I can't believe we about to end the podcast on that.
You ain't got no better.
Yeah, I did not fuck with that.
Kick JP off.
Yo, why do worms live in that? Never mind.
Give me an echo. If you like this podcast, be sure to follow, subscribe, you know, tell your friends. We'll be back.
That sounds creepy.